In August last year, Cape Town Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis told the city council that the city had planned to boost its own policing force and to extend its powers to investigate criminals and hand those cases over to the National Prosecuting Authority for prosecution. He said over the past 5 years that the South African Police Service had in fact allocated, reduced the number of the allocation of police officers to Western Cape police stations. What was also quite interesting in a press release, a media statement this week by the city relating to the arrest of suspects in Mfuleni by LEAP officers, law enforcement officers. JP Smith said something very interesting in that the city was continuing with the training and equipment and equipping of police resources. And they were going to be doing this by introducing elite SWAT-styled units, also increasing the weaponry of policing units to fight and combat crime. Now, the devolution of policing services from a national to a provincial ambit has been part of electioneering and political discussion, particularly from the DA in the Western Cape and the city, for some time now. But it does seem as if they somewhat are going ahead with some of their plans, particularly if you look at the poaching, the attracting of senior SAPS commanders at various station precincts around the city to work for the city of Cape Town. Let's get the view now of Aldred de Klerk, is a senior policing specialist with the Africa Center for Security and Intelligence Praxis. Is the city definitely making a move, attracting, we'll say poaching, of senior police officers with the South African Police Services? We had the recent moving of the commander of the Bontheville Police Station as the Deputy Metro Police Chief in the city of Cape Town. Is there a move to attract more SAPS members to work for the city of Cape Town, Aldred?
Good morning, Lester. Good morning to your listeners. And yes, there definitely is. And we can't necessarily hold this against the actual professional police service members who are seeking to bolster their career, just looking at prospects within SAPS and thinking that, you know, this is a better career move. They may not be fully conversant or may not consider themselves to be part of the politics around the actual regime and narrative that SAPS is failing and ailing. And therefore, the city, who's trading on the fears and vulnerabilities and that sense of helplessness of its citizens, is saying that we will do a better policing job. And for that to happen, we need to devolve policing powers and we need to take full control of what police does at a local level and a provincial level. Now, this is hugely problematic in terms of a joint-up strategy for the country. And it's a narrative that is fundamentally flawed or skewed. If not flawed.
We asked him the question, with a city saying we want elite units, we want a SWAT style team, we want specialized equipment, even firepower to combat crime. Is that within the city's legal mandate when it comes to the safety and security of not Cape Town citizens, but South African citizens who live in the city of Cape Town in the Western Cape province?
That will be in the mandate of Metro Police at the behest and under direct supervision of the National Commissioner in working jointly with the head of Metro Policing. Law enforcement, that is part of the policing regime as law enforcement, they have a very specific mandate that currently the third part of the mandate, which is crime prevention, so they have to do by-law enforcement and regulation and inspections. Traffic forms part of that, and then crime prevention is the other part of that. Now, we can also look at protecting city properties and public assets, for example. So those are the three essential parts, and then traffic is separate to that. What they're doing is exploiting, in the absence of a definitive strategic direction of what do we mean by crime prevention, and what under the law enforcement, under that strategy, does law enforcement do to prevent crime? In the absence of such a definition, this is where they're exploiting the vulnerability, or at least the weakness in our policy framework, and looking to do regular policing. The other part of this is the notion that the SAPS is trading, to their dismay, I think, now, is this idea of force multiplier, which essentially means that there are times when we work collectively and collaboratively with others, and normally this is on big events or dealing with public protest, or things like SONA that's coming up now. Not SONA, opening of Parliament, and the State of the Nation, I guess. Everybody will work to a joint plan. So traffic will do what they do. Law enforcement officials will ensure that public property is taken care of and protected, for example. So everybody is supposed to do what is within their legal mandate to do it well, and to do it against a common strategy. Mm. In that way, you multiply the forces that work collectively again to protect the citizens of South Africa and the city, and to deal with crime. Force multiplier doesn't mean that law enforcement now, there's a mission creep and a mandate creep, and then take over routine policing services. In fact, the national minister has already said that these units are rogue. I think there's been no comeback from that from the city. They simply just go in ahead because there's been, and the national minister has also said that he can't really act against law enforcement people because that's not within his purview.
The absence of a functional policing service is evident. The absence of a criminal justice system which sees people who are charged, tried, and convicted is present. The city would often use the example that the province has a watching brief unit that makes sure and attends cases and follows the paper trail of whether cases actually are tried and people are convicted. So they match how many arrests versus how many convictions. And the city and province says, well, they can see that our prosecutorial services, based on the shallowness of investigations, are seeing a lot of cases simply being tossed out. And therefore, the city argues, well, maybe give us some investigative power so that we can compile complete briefs and cases to deliver to the National Prosecuting Authority, so that we can see people who are charged, tried, and then ultimately convicted and sentenced if found guilty.
Well, if I see that you essentially fail at your job, that doesn't mean that I need to take over your job, right? I need to come up with clear policy and institutional directions to strengthen what you are doing. We do need to, let's all admit, we do need to re-envision policing, and we need to transform policing. The time for rearranging the deck chairs is gone. We need a public debate and discussion on what policing needs to look forward. The kind of strategies that the city is stealing a little bit from the Netherlands, taking handouts from the US, taking direction from the FBI, those jurisdictions in the US is already under scrutiny. People are already calling for them as unaccountable and should be defunded. So maybe we can learn lessons from them to make sure that we don't do the same thing.
Eldred de Klerk, Senior Policing Specialist, I'd like you, as a resident of the city of Cape Town, to weigh in on this. More powers for the city, elite units being introduced. Your thoughts on station commanders being attracted to form part of a city police force. 021-446.